Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Thursday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. I'm your co-host, Naima Latif, and we'll be joined by Dr. Debbie Green, who helps us take a look at what drives your everyday desires for life? Where do you find meaning in your existence? What inspires you to take a leap of faith? One usually does not think of these questions unless some great crisis or trauma impacts your life to bring you close to death, making you appreciate life to its fullest. Join Dr. Debbie Green to examine and discuss the meaning of purpose and to determine a direction in it to bring it in full sight. We should not waste one moment not living life to our full potential. And if you want to join us visually on Facebook, go to Soulful Solutions on Facebook, and you'll see Dr. Debbie Green. And we want to hear from you. So if you want to join our conversation audibly, then you can call in at 515-605-9325 and merely press 1 when you're ready to speak, And that lights your number up on our switchboard, and we'll know you have something to say. We have seen so many traumatic events, and as a result, many people are questioning the purpose of existence. Well, we're not here to suffer. We're here to learn how not to suffer. That is actually what we're here to do. So the universe is created according to the laws of cause and effect. You create your reality every moment of every day with every thought, word, and action. You create your reality. So when you get billions of people together in a space, planet Earth, and each of us is creating, you come up with a collective creation. This is what we have. So each of us is contributing to the total reality we're experiencing. And each time one of us comes to the understanding of how much they are impacting the world, then they make a decision to act consciously. Now, unfortunately, there are some people who don't believe they're important enough to have an impact. Perhaps they feel like nobody. And perhaps they have an unhealthy sense of dissatisfaction of their nobodiness. And so they do something to impact a large group of people. But the unfortunate outcome is that they choose to do something negative and hurt a lot of people. This is the outcome of someone who doesn't understand the power to create in a positive sense, and get just as much satisfaction and feeling of notoriety than they think they're going to get from doing something negative. So the important thing is to realize, before you get to that point of a distorted mind, that you have the power to create a beautiful life. And that's what you're here to do. You're here to enjoy life to its fullest. You're here to believe that so that you can choose activities that create that. If you've been conditioned by cultural traditions, parents' attitudes, religious dogma, or anything that permeates your consciousness that makes you think that your purpose here is other than joy, now is the time to undo those thoughts. Now is the time to get rid of guilt if you're feeling like you shouldn't be having fun, you shouldn't be listening to music, you shouldn't dance, you shouldn't laugh. There are many religious dogmas that truly make a person feel like they're dead before they even live. But that's because people have mistaken understandings about what life is. Life is to be experienced with joy. Life is to create memories of joy. Joy in itself is a physical manifestation in your body. It quickens your heart, which quickens your blood circulation, which improves your state of health and well-being. It helps you in the healing process, the growth process. So we're here to experience joy. And Dr. Debbie Green is here to explain to us how to create the state of mind so that we may have that experience of joy. That's why we're here. And it's always a pleasure to see the smiling face of Dr. Debbie Green to remind us that we are here to experience joy.
Good morning, Grand Rising, Grand Rising.
Yes.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening and being so patient with me this morning. Today is my Heavenly Mother's birthday, 7-7. Yes. She passed away in 2010, and on this day, it's always a melancholy feeling that I have when I wake up. thinking about her purpose as well as the purpose that she has given to me, which is life. You know, she gave me life, and that purpose I don't take for granted. I take it very seriously. So I just wanted to share that with everybody. Yeah.
Well, you know, we were just sharing with the listening audience the fact that we're here to experience joy. That's our purpose. And
yes.
Many times we are feeling guilty about being happy, as if we're not supposed to, or as if being happy isn't spiritual. In fact, the highest spiritual energy is joy. So, yes, we do, in fact, go through some times when our spirits may be down because we're missing someone close to us. And that's when we have to tune in to that spirit of joy and recharge that battery and remember the great things that person did. Of course, giving you life was a purpose she fulfilled. And just look at all of the great things you've brought to the world as a result.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I just want to share with everyone, one thing about purpose is, you know, Webster has this definition of what purpose is, but I'm just going to give you Dr. Deb's, definition. I believe that purpose is defined as the ability and capabilities of a person that brings the fulfillment to life to meet a destiny.
Mm.
That's what I believe that purpose is. It's the ability and capabilities that a person gives to life to meet their destiny. Because purpose creates destiny. So without purpose, your destiny would not be created, because those are two different things. Destiny is the end result, and purpose is the beginning.
Yes.
And I have to think about this topic because my son, I'm going to have him come on next Thursday, and so that he finally committed, because he was actually, in school and studying his architecture degree. He only has two more years left. I'm so happy for him. And he can talk with it from that platform because he did 10 years in the Air Force and then came back out to study and went through some real hard life changes, but didn't lose his purpose. And I thought that was just amazing, that out of pain, out of disparities, out of adversity, births purpose.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. And people should realize this. When they go through something, it's not a punishment from God. It's an awakening to help steer you towards your purpose and your destiny. I know many people who have gone into the medical field after having suffered a very difficult illness or accident, and so that drove them to desire to want to be a healer. And so that is what they came into the medical profession with.
Yes.
And so
absolutely.
If that had not happened, they may not have discovered their purpose. And, speaking of purpose, now, we have a dear, loyal, longtime listener, Mama AZ, and if anybody has been driven toward a purpose, it's this feisty young woman. I call her a young woman, no matter how close to 70 and beyond she is.
Her soul force is extremely young.
Absolutely. Yes, she is definitely a powerful soul and has taken on many challenges and continues to display just an indomitable spirit. She just turned 70 and is still connecting with nature, still educating us, still inspiring us, and still demonstrating that you are not the body you are in. No matter how injured that body may be, it does not dim your spirit. And so that's what she demonstrates. And Mama AZ, whose number popped up on my phone.
Interesting.
is certainly someone who is on my heart often, because she continues to demonstrate that when you have a deeper purpose, no matter what physical challenges you go through, you're going to fulfill that purpose. And sometimes those physical challenges is merely to show others that the body is not a limitation.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yes. I truly believe that when we live through purpose, because I believe purpose, you have to live through it. You can't live above it. You can't live beneath it. You can't live around it. You got to live through it. And it is, purpose is almost like a treasure. And it's like you have to treasure, find it. And then you have this map, okay? And the map leads you to the treasure. So all of the things that you go through in your life is a part of your purpose. It's a part of your destiny as well. But, you know, some people on the road to purpose destiny, because that's why purpose identity, some of them lose their way due to the fact of them not wanting to complete it, because they get down the road of self-defeat, self-sabotage, self-destruction.
Self-sabotage.
Well,
that's interesting.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who seemingly would self-sabotage, and we talked about this. It's like she would get to a point where she was just about to succeed at something and then do some little thing to just destroy everything, you know. And we finally realized that there was something inside of her that didn't feel worthy of the success. So,
right.
So she kept making it not happen, unconsciously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I call those particular areas, I call them soul scars. Okay, soul scars will cause you to abort the purpose if you're not careful. Okay, so which means that whenever we experience something in life, you know, whatever impacts us, because we're going to be impacted. It's just normal. It's normal to be impacted. I think that people think that we just go through this life and we're not affected by anything. That's not true. That's not true. You will always be affected by something. It doesn't matter what it is, bad, good, or indifferent. You know, you will always be impacted by something. So when that happens is one should acknowledge, notice that, okay, that's a change. Okay, of course, self-awareness comes in because, like you said, unbeknownst to her, she doesn't have the awareness to know what she's doing. You see what I'm saying? So it becomes what they call an involuntary state, because she doesn't have the awareness, hey, something is affecting me to cause me to do this. You see what I'm saying? Having that awareness right there keeps us in a place called posture living, right? So unfortunately, one must, this is the odd. You've seen this so many times. As a person comes close to a crisis, like, you know, crisis of losing life or losing someone else, they go through their grief. They go through all of these changes, and then they come to a certain stance. Okay, like the what's next now. Or they can stay where they are and continue to grieve. You see what I'm saying? Life is always asking a question and expecting an answer. It's always, no matter what we do, no matter what we don't do, it's still, and even pain. Pain will ask you, do you want to feel me? Because it'll well up out of your heart. And it's a situation that requires attention. The heart has a way to communicate with our purpose.
Our whole
being is designed to fulfill the purpose. It's not just the physical man that's walking the earth. It's the spiritual man that's in the physical man. You see what I'm saying? How can you have one without the other? You can't. It's impossible. So the soul force, all I'm saying is your soul force literally has to unite with the purpose on earth, and your mind and your heart and your spirit has to also unite bring it forth.
Mm.
That's the way it works.
Your
mind
and your heart has to unite to bring it forth.
Yes, yes. Because think about it. Where does the desire come from? It doesn't come from a thought. It comes from the heart.
Yes,
I desire.
Yes.
You see?
Yes.
You see? I desire this. Now, wants and needs are something totally different. Needs, I need water to drink. I need food to eat. Some people need people, you know? Wants is just, I need those beautiful red shoes, but I got about five or six of them sitting over here. You know what I'm saying? So where does purpose meet in those wants, needs, and desires?
Mm.
I need purpose. You don't hear people say that.
No, they don't.
I desire purpose.
And you'll find people maybe get to the middle of their lives, maybe in their 50s, and start questioning, what is my purpose? And they might have spent 20 years on a job they didn't really care for, but it paid the bills, but it left them feeling empty because they felt that there was something greater they were supposed to achieve. But maybe all the people around them said, look, you've got this good, stable job. It's paying your bills. Don't go off and pursue that crazy thought you have of being a singer or, you know, an actress. You do this thing because that's the practical, intelligent thing to do. And this person may, inside of them, just have this burning desire to do this other creative thing, but the pressure of the society around them told them, no, that's not what you should do. You should work this job that pays your bills and be happy, even though they know inside they're feeling unfulfilled.
Correct. And people do that for years and years and years, and they even live for other people.
Yes.
Like my life is, like, you know, like they'll say, a person that's codependent, my life is wrapped around yours, so as long as you're happy, I'm happy too.
Mm.
So that becomes their purpose, is making someone else's happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's what they live for. You know, they don't live for making themselves happy. They live for making someone else happy. So what about that?
Well,
some of the clients, they get to, but let me tell you something. They get to a certain point in life, and usually it's later on in the senior years, and they realize that all this time they've been living for someone else but have not lived for themselves at all.
You know what's really common? Women who make a lifelong career out of being a housewife. There's nothing wrong with that. But then when your children grow up and leave and get their own families, if your whole life was built around them and making sure their needs were met, you know, cook, clean, you get them off to school, you make sure they get good grades, you do all these great mom things, you know, you support them in their soccer team, and you do all the supportive things in the household for your husband, for your children. What happens when you reach that point in life? Your children are gone out of the nest. And maybe your husband, who you served faithfully all your years, passes away. Then what is your purpose? And so many people get to that point in life where they realize, I've lived my whole life for other people. They're gone. What do I have to live for? And that's because they didn't define themselves according to their own life's purpose.
Yeah.
You have to have something greater than yourself, greater than other people that you live for, that never dies. It's something that will keep driving you as long as you're alive with breath. You will be driven to fulfill that purpose.
Exactly.
And it never expires.
So that's what the meaning, that's what I was talking about, the meaning of life. The meaning of life is to live fulfilled. And also leave here empty.
Yes, yes.
You know, that means given, not leave empty, as given out to the point where you depleted yourself. No, given out until you fulfilled your destiny.
Right.
That's the difference.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
And we know people have done that, and we look back. Let's say, let me just take one person, Cicely Tyson.
Yes.
Now, Cicely Tyson grew up, you know, her mother, I read about her story. Her mother didn't actually believe in her acting ability, and she had to make a choice. She either could have stayed there and allowed herself not to be what she wanted and desired to be and fulfill her purpose, or she stepped out on her own. So that's what she did.
Yes.
She stepped out on her own into this place, and it was like, you know, she went from one situation to another situation, but then she finally realized, you know, what her purpose was.
Yeah.
To be a great actress, but most of all, just, you know, a movement, a graceful, beautiful individual that not just on the screen of the movie theaters or whatever, on the silver screen, but more than that, you know, she would act. She would do play acting. She would write, you know, a lot of things of that nature. So most of the time, purpose challenges us to stop doing what you're not doing and do something.
Yes. Well, you know, another person I think of is Maya Angelou. And I think I've read all of her autobiographical works. And she had a very challenging life. And that's something to realize also. On the way to your destiny, what do they say? Life is a journey, not a destination. So each thing you go through is part of your destiny, part of your purpose, part of your learning experience. She went through so much, different marriages, raising her son and you know, having to help him through a difficult accident he had, and just all kinds of things that she lived through and been on all continents, that just done all kinds of creative work, directing, acting, dancing, singing, just the whole gamut, you know, political organizing, and then the poetry that she wrote, just becoming world-renowned. She lived life to the fullest.
Fullest.
Oh, no.
Of course, in living life to the fullest, that means sometimes you take some risks. Sometimes you have some unfortunate circumstances that happen. But even then you persevere, because living life to the fullest is about living life. And if you're afraid to live, and if you're afraid of failure, if you're afraid of hurt, if you're afraid of heartbreak, you can't live life to the fullest. You can't experience all the range of emotion and all the range of thought and all the range of understanding that you have the potential to experience. Yes. So this is
talking.
Yeah, we both had to talk as we got separated so that the listening people wouldn't hear dead space, and then, of course, the viewing people don't hear.
I was talking to the Facebook people.
I was talking to Facebook people.
Yeah, that
person works. Yeah, that's right. When you know you got a message, you just keep going. So for those who can't see, we got momentarily separated, and my computer cut off. And and so
he had a mind of his own.
Yes. So, but that just lets you know, when you have a purpose, you keep going despite obstacles. I was saying that when you live life to the fullest, that means you're going to go through some hardships. That's all part of the life experience. You can't not live because you're afraid of failing, or you're afraid of ridicule, or you're afraid of heartbreak or anything. You have to live and just go for it. Yes, you might have some disappointments, but that's all part of getting to your destiny and living out your purpose.
Yes. And we can't be afraid of struggle.
Yes.
Because purpose creates a sense of struggle. It does. It's like, you know, you struggle. Some people struggle to find the purpose, and when they find the struggle, they struggle to keep the purpose.
Yes.
And that thing is, you go through that. I call it it's a road of a struggle, but the resilience that you have is so obvious, and we don't pay attention to resilience because it's like it's a natural thing, you know. It's like when we were kids, you know, we were riding a bicycle, and you know, we fell down, we fell off the bike, and then, you know, we didn't think about the pain for a second maybe, but then we got right back on, and our mom said, hey,
right.
you're going to hurt yourself. No, I want to get back on. I don't want to stop. Okay, that's what that is. That's that resilience that goes with us, with our purpose. And don't be so concerned about how you're going to do it. It's not important how it's going to get done. It's not even the point of when, just as long as you get it done.
That's right.
You know, the race wasn't given to the swift, but the one that endured to the end.
Endured to the end, that's right.
So that endurance, you know, some people don't find purpose until they're 50, 60 years old.
70s. You know, I think, who was it, Ray Kroc, who developed the McDonald's franchise. I think it was, what was he, 62 or something like that? I mean, it was definitely the second half of his life, you know. But you look at this worldwide franchise now. So sometimes it might take a lifetime to get to that point where you achieve that thing that was your purpose. And along the way, you achieve a lot of other things, too. And like you're saying, a lot of it is learning resilience, learning to keep getting back up and trying again and trying new ways and all of those things. So that's part of your life's purpose, is to learn. And when you learn something, you're successful. So people say, well, was I successful? Yeah, if you learn something from all of your experiences, that's success.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know we're going to go to a break here in a second. When I come back, I want to help and examine the things that bring purpose, but most of all, to let you know about the self-power wheel. It's the wheels that, the things that we have that most people use on a daily basis and don't even realize they're using it.
Mm.
But the goal is to use it to the 100% power.
That's it.
So we're going to discuss that when we come
back. We've got three callers on the line that want to speak, and we'll get to you next also. So, and if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1 so that lights your number up and we can open your mic and get your thoughts. And if you're watching on Facebook, Soulful Solutions, just write in your comments and we'll share them with our viewing and listening audience. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I love that goal, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I want it to sparkle today.
Yeah.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me. for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Welcome back to Soulful Solutions. My name is Dr. Debbie Green with my wonderful co-host, Naima Lateef, executive producer of The Female Solution. And if you're just joining us, we are talking about what is your purpose in life? What's your purpose identity? Do you have any idea what that is? Do you have the gumption to even seek it? So let's examine that a little more.
Would you like to take some callers before you...
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, let's go to area code 314-833 Grand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts. 314-833, your mic is open. Check
yes,
your mute.
Yes,
alaikum.
Yes, Mark Shaheed here from the FPL, the Gateway City of St. Louis in the Show Me State of Missouri.
Right.
I've been listening. Yes. You have an excellent topic. You and the doctor there, as I was listening in terms of purpose, and I just was going to listen, but it just kind of struck me, you know, as a wordologist, I look at words, and when I'm teaching young people primarily about purpose, I give them this acronym that I think can be beneficial even to adults. As we look at the letters and purpose, it's a personal understanding, recognizing plan of successful existence. A personal understanding, recognizing of successful existence.
Recognizing
personal understanding, recognizing
personal understanding,
recognizing plans of successful existence. We should live life on purpose. The bigger the purpose, the bigger the effort. The bigger the energy, the bigger the production or the produce. You know, when we teach our children, you know, that we should live life on purpose. When we properly educating our children, you know, I'm a Muslim, so I get guidance from the Quran. There is a collective purpose for all human beings. There's a collective purpose for all human beings. Be consciously regardful that our purpose for being is to serve the Creator that created human life. There's a collective purpose there. But there's also an individual purpose. As God instructs us in the Quran, to each he turns a goal. And I think I'm hearing some of you say this morning. So there's an individual purpose, you see. So you have to uncover and discover what is it that the Creator has given very unique to me. My personal purpose for being, He has given us many talents and gifts that have to be unwrapped, that have to be discovered within ourselves. And then we have to, it's tied up in the word bliss, B-L-I-S-S. You know, bliss will make you happy. But we have to, that B stands for we have to believe, you know, that that's so. And then the L stands for we have to locate. Now, for some, you can see it's obvious. So when you look at You look at children, they're a great indicator. You know, as parents, if you're really, really astute and very alert in terms of your children, observant in your children, you will see sometimes the gift that the Creator has given to your child is very unique. Sometimes you have to look a little closer to see. And then you, another indicator is what is it that you have a passion for? You know, as you was talking about some people late in life, you know, or you hear people saying, I just want to serve other people. I want to help the elderly, the senior citizens or what. They have a passion for that. They may not even make any money, but it's soul satisfaction that they get, you see. So when we're working with our children as parents and we're teaching our children, we should teach them that you want to live life on purpose, and you have a very unique purpose. And oftentimes it's tied to the gift that it is that we have received and the things that we have a passion that we love to do, that we love to do. And so you have to pursue that. So if you have a big purpose, maybe say, what's a big purpose? I want to help humanity, you know. If it's a big purpose, then that means that what's going to happen, that a big effort. Because if you're purpose-driven, then you will have a big effort, which means that you'll have big energy, and then you produce great things. You're talking about Maya Angelou. There are many. If you look at them, the commonality, the common thread that runs for all people that become great and do great things, they have a big purpose. And there's big effort that's displayed on their part, as big energy that is utilized in the pursuit of that. And the produce or the production is big. Little effort, little energy, and little produce. No purpose, no effort, no energy, and no non-production. I could say more, but I think I said enough.
I've asked you a question before I go another caller, because I was trying to write this down, but I missed the second P and the O. I have personal understanding, recognizing, and I missed the P
plan.
And the O.
Plan. P-L-A-N, plan.
Recognizing. And what's the
plan
O?
Of. The O is of successful existence. You see, you know, we always have to, you never leave the Creator out. So when He creates, He always creates with a will and a plan for everything He's created, and that's including human beings. We would not be justified in leaving the Creator out. Oh, we're just here. We don't have no purpose for being. So just understand, if we just look at the creation, we always see the will and plan that the Creator has for everybody, everything that He creates. The sun has a purpose. The moon has a purpose. Stars have a purpose. The trees have a purpose. The animals have a purpose. Marine life has a purpose.
I agree. I agree that we teach this to our children early. But I wanted to make sure I got all those letters before I hope
that's beneficial to you and others that listen. Remember, purpose, once again, it's a personal understanding, recognizing the plan of successful existence, and that's uniquely yours. But then realize the collective purpose, you see, because we are a being, and we just didn't get here by itself. There was a Creator that created us in terms of being a human being and being human. So in that, everything that has been created, it embodies the will and plan of the Creator. I'll stop there. I'm done. I just want to give my little 2-cent worth. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's the whole $5 $10 worth. Yeah.
I'm going to do that. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. We appreciate you so very much. Let me go to area code 773-960 Grand Rising. Thank you so much for joining us. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts as we talk about knowing your purpose in life.
All right. Good morning. This is Akuku James for the Cherokee Nation.
You know your purpose. So what is your purpose? You've lived over a half a century, about so, right? So what have you discovered is your purpose in life?
I've done it already. I made a difference in humanity. I've done my purpose already. I've upgraded humanity to get out of the racial. Give me a couple seconds to get out of the racial mud that people of lower conscious do. Like right now, we have World War III going on, where black people are attacking each other for nothing. So I come about and say, stop. That's my purpose. I looked at Jesus' purpose, and he didn't fulfill God's purpose. He fulfilled his family's purpose. They asked him, who is your God? He said, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those are his grandfather, daddy, and those his lineage. I fulfilled my lineage. My father, my grandfather was a minister. So I'm fulfilling what he was doing to build up where I am, to continue that and to build. And so now my purpose is just existing now. Now that I have a voice, I kind of like keep upgrading humanity. Like a lot of people don't know, this Ukraine war is not a war between Russia and Ukraine. It's a war with UFOs. 400 UFOs attack Ukraine. That's why Russia just said he's going to take the war to space. Google it. Oh, yeah, see? You see what I just did?
So your purpose is to enlighten people as to things that they don't know and don't usually hear. Is that what you do each day?
The collective, yes, yeah, exactly. We didn't know that this was a space war all the time called the Dulce War, D-U-L-C-E, that alienation will take over the Earth in 2029. The Dulce War happened back in Truman in 1944. So see, now what I did, I lifted people up from the war mongers, so they can't demand your mind, so you can continue your purpose, so you can continue doing what you're doing. Understand? Like, that's what's going on.
Right. Well, we got one more call we're going to take before the break. Thanks so much, Kubi. We appreciate you. Continue to perform your purpose.
Yes.
And we've got area code 773-221 Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us on Soulful Solutions, Dr. Debbie Green. And give us your name, where you're calling from, and your purpose.
Andrew Nelson Bay aspires to be Vice President of the United States with Donald Trump in 2024. Now, if you want to know the heart and mind of a man, ask not about his past accomplishments, but rather ask what he aspires to do. Since I was 21 years old, I've expressly aspired to presidential context reality to implement my plan, not only for reparations as relates to primarily, shall we say, Moorish American or African American sense of child slavery, but indeed universal basic income, treasury direct accounts for all U.S. natural persons. What I foresee as a candidate for mayor of Chicago is working with the people from the Netherlands who are presumably eyeing 85th and Lakeshore Drive, that whole area of the U.S. steel site for redevelopment. I think they call it the 2040 plan. And that old U.S. steel barge canal can become a high-end city beach or a large swimming facility that will have something underneath it that will be ozonating water that will be sent to Benton Harbor, Flint, and Detroit, Michigan, deep underground with a high-speed maglev train tunnel in conjunction
so
with
you have a plan.
The Boeing
that
company of Elon Musk.
So Andrew,
pardon?
It sounds like you have a very deep, let's see, what is it, the acronym was personal understanding, recognizing plan, recognizing a plan of successful existence. So it sounds like you have in your mind a plan of what you would do once you are in a position of leadership and responsibility, either over a city or over a nation. You said you've been thinking about this for a long time. So before we go on to Dr. Debbie's explanation about purpose, one last question. Do you think that when you have such a plan and a purpose, it's necessary to write it down in detail so that you can see it and visualize it?
Yes, I'm in the process of compiling several books. The first one is going to be entitled Andrew Nelson, America's Black Hitler. That's going to be a bestseller. And I sent you a number of texts early this morning. The Task Force of Black Political Empowerment is meeting again at 700 East Oakwood Boulevard every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8:30. I intend to be there for all of the meetings. And, I think Dr. Willie Wilson would do better to actually finance my campaign for mayor, thank you very much, instead of his own, because I don't think he's going to be successful without me.
Well,
and I can explain.
Andrew, I'm sure you'll be able to express that thought to him at some point. He's very accessible. We're going to now, and thank you so very much for sharing your thoughts about your purpose. And so now Dr. Debbie was about to expound on the idea of discovering your purpose.
Well, the ideologies of any human being, doesn't matter what walk of life they come from, what race, what have you. I mean, if the gifts are there, okay, we have those things called innate gifts that we were born with, and it's those gifts of self-resilience that we were talking about. You don't have to get those from your parents or anything, you know, from any human being, from any teachings of any type. So just to kind of go around that self-power wheel there for you, self-resilience is one, as I said, self-determination. Once a human being is determined, nothing will stop them. There is a determination that's also inside of us. We knew it even as a child. You know, again, we go to riding the bike. Riding the bike took determination. Even if you failed two or three times,
yes,
you didn't stop.
That's part of learning how to ride.
You got back on the bike.
Right, right.
So, you know, determination is definitely inside of us. Self-persistence. Persistence is another thing that we have, whether we realize it or not. Because one thing about persistence, it doesn't allow you to just stop. You know what I'm saying? Because it goes with self-perseverance. Self-perseverance, if we fall down how many times, it doesn't matter. We usually get back up. It may not be to the level we want, but then some people surpasses that level. What we call only survival mode. You get into an area where you don't feel forsaken. You may feel a little rocky, but you may lay there for a little while, but then when you get up, you're going to get up doing something totally different and, you know, not doing the same things, because the falling is not the issue. It's the getting back up and getting back in line. So that's that persistence, self-persistence and self-perseverance. And then you have what they call self-choice. Self-choice, because it's an individual thing. You make the choice of which is going to determine the decisions. I call it the domino effect in your life. Whatever decisions that you make, rather you say, hey, I want to be a doctor. Okay, here comes those consequences, situations, circumstances, and repercussions of that choice, because you have to live that out. You have to live it out, and you got to use all of those other ones I just told you, which is self-perseverance, self-persistence, self-determination, and self-resilience. Mm-hmm. So as we go around that wheel, we also will have this thing called self-love. A lot of individuals tell me, oh, I don't know myself. I don't love myself. I don't do this. I said, I beg the difference. You know, I said, didn't you get yourself up this morning? If you're hungry, don't you feed yourself? If you're thirsty, don't you give yourself water? If you are cold, don't you put a jacket on?
Absolutely.
So there's a point of self-love deep down inside of you, whether you are aware of it or not. You might as well live it to the 100% power.
Right.
Because then when you live it to the 100% power, then all of those things, again, we call self-resilience, self-determination, self-persistence, and self-perseverance, and self-choice, then gets initialized automatically. It's an automatic thing. You ain't got the strain. You ain't got the struggle. You ain't got the ass. You ain't got the ball. Because it's right there.
That's right.
Right there. Absolutely. But as we go around this wonderful wheel, we also discover something. Once we get all those underneath our belt, you know, then we come to this thing called self-intentions. So self-intentions, that means you're living your life intentional. Okay, here comes purpose, y'all.
Intentional.
Purpose is coming.
Not accident.
Nah.
Purpose.
It is intentional. That means every day you wake up with intentions. Intentions to do something greater than you did yesterday. Intentions to be something more than you was last week. So, and you live and you learn, you know, because that's that intention that's feeding, again, that self-resilience, that self-persistence, self-preservation, self-choice, self-determination, and all of those things create that wonderful thing called self-love, which is giving you attention. All of these things, they wind together because that's how we are created.
Yeah.
Next one is self-creativity. And a lot of people think they don't have that, but I beg to differ. Let me prove my point. When you were 5 years old, matter of fact, when you've been three, someone give you three crayons and a piece of paper. You don't ask them, what do I do with this? You immediately sit down on the floor, whatever hard surface you can find. And here comes that hand, starts to pick up that crayon, and your fingers get to moving. Not with no type of destiny, not with no type of understanding of where it is, but you're just creating. You're not even worried about what somebody thinks of it,
are you? That's
okay,
right.
So guess what? That is still inside of you. You just got to use it to the 100% power.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm going with
there? Oh, yeah. You know what makes me think of? I was watching a video of Tyler Perry, and he talked about for 7 years, I think it was 7 years, he was trying to do this play he had in mind, you know, and he created these characters and all that, and he would try to put this play on, put all his money into it, and just for some reason it just didn't sell the tickets he thought. He ended up losing everything, living out of his car, all kinds of things. And then one day something just clicked. And next thing you know, the house was packed and, you know, the rest is history. But he didn't give up. And you usually don't know about a person until that point of success. But before they got to that point, there's a whole lot of times they had fallen and gotten back up and fallen and gotten back up and fallen and gotten back up. So if you define yourself by the times you're on the ground and not by the times you got up, then you'll see yourself as, I have failed. I didn't succeed.
Yes.
We have to always, as you were saying, always continue to strive for that purpose. Regardless of where you may be on the pathway to that goal, you never stop. You never lay on the ground. You never wallow in your sorrow. Oh, I didn't get this done right. Oh, it didn't turn out the way I wanted. That's okay. That's another learning experience on the way to the goal, on the way to your purpose. You keep striving until you get there. And even if other people, because he said his mother at some point said, you got to just stop all this, you know, play stuff. You just go and get you a good job with some benefits and just let that go. And that just crushed his spirit so much because he just knew this is my purpose to create. And he didn't stop, even though one closest to him didn't see the vision. So you got to know that it's your vision. don't expect other people to always see it, but you got to see it. You got to keep it in
mind.
You got to keep
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny that you said vision, because that's the next, that's on the power wheel. It's self-vision.
Yes.
Everyone has a self-vision. Your vision comes out of your adversity. That's what, whatever you went through, whatever you experienced, that is your vision. That is your vision, and it's to magnify it, to give back to it. I have a good friend, and I hope she's watching, because she told me she would be on here today.
Great.
And I want to actually congratulate her. And she is the definition, of greatness, of a purpose-fulfilling person. She is that. Her name is Carla Berry. Carla Berry, and I hope she's watching.
Yes.
And if she is, I want to tell you something really quick. Out of everything that you went through, out of every downfall, out of every hurt or pain that you went through, now you are living your purpose. And that was a predetermined factor, even when, like you said, when people didn't notice, when nobody wasn't there to tell you how wonderful you are, when your mother wasn't even there for you, when your family turned their back on you, when friends didn't understand you, when people didn't see your value. God saw your value, but he wanted you to see it. He wants you to understand that your purpose is way greater than your life. You have a life force that is magnetic. Your life force is healing, and you were put here specifically to do that. And so now you are being acknowledged to actually take that wonderful business, nonprofit ministry called Beyond Love.
Oh, I like that. And Beyond Love.
Beyond Love. And I just want to commend her, because this is Beyond Love is the epitome of purpose. Someone needs that Beyond Love, and she gives it so freely, Naima. And I tell her all the time, I say, don't worry. I say, keep doing what you're doing, because the world is going to notice your glimmer, your gleam, your shine.
Yeah.
And there's nothing no one can, you know, they're going to have to put sunglasses on. It's going to be so bright. You know what I'm saying? And everyone will be able to see. Everybody will be able to acknowledge and will not be able to deny that you are not who God has created you to be. So congratulations on your new find, your new purpose that is coming up, where you're going to be helping mothers get their children back.
A great purpose.
The state, things of that nature. Because
you need to put me in touch with her. I used to do a class for women in prison who, that was the thing. They lost their
Their rights to their children.
We need to share some experiences, because that is a great purpose. And we had a graduation class where the women in the jail, they finished the course, and we held them a graduation. I think that was one of my most profound moments, recognizing how their lives had been changed by going through that class and now being able to get their children back once they were released, and then reconnect with their children while they were in there, because that was all part of the class session, and knowing their legal rights. But when you help someone and you see how their life has been transformed, there truly is no greater purpose.
No greater purpose.
Yes.
That's
why I congratulate your friend
do.
For that. Yes.
Yes, every day. That's why I do what I do, at the hospital and beyond, is give the purpose of life back and help them to find it. Because one thing, when you go through Great Depression, you lose your purpose. And they're helping them to know you didn't lose it. It just was covered up.
That's
Let's uncover
still
it.
There. That's it.
That's it. That's all.
It. Yeah.
Oh, I'm just bubbling.
Yeah.
I just think that's a beautiful feeling.
That is. We got to take another break, and then we got a couple more callers on the line.
Oh, great. Okay, let's take a break.
And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. That lights your number up so we know you have something to say. And if you are on our Facebook Live Soulful Solutions page,
yes.
Just write in your comments, and we'll share them with our listening and
viewing audience.
Love
you, Calgary Smooches.
Oh, yes. And we will be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
All right. Welcome back to Soulful Solutions. My name is Dr. Debbie Green with my wonderful co-host, Naima Latif, our executive producer of The Female Solution. Let's take those calls, please.
Okay. Let's go to area code 111111. You should go to our listening and viewing audience.
Grand rising, and giving honor to Mother, God the Mother, and God the Father, and may their peace and blessings be upon you, Sister Harriet Latif, and Sister Debbie Green, and all the listeners for the believers. This is Brother Neil, good morning, praise God. I was listening to the conversation, and this topic has been covered, actually explored by so many people, and I'm trying to get my thoughts together right quick so I can be succinct. But the first one that comes to mind is hashtag, what is my purpose? I think you should start something on that, Naima, in terms of education and putting it out there on social media to ask the young, the youth, and the older people, what is my purpose? Because that question has been explored throughout history, and most recently, and I'll just mention three. W. Du Bois, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X. And one of the things that what they asked Martin Luther King
when they interviewed him, was, why are you doing this? Because, you know, a lot of black people don't want you to do it. A lot of people, he said, and so they asked him, what was his purpose and what did he expect to accomplish? Same thing they asked Malcolm. When they asked Malcolm, Malcolm quoted John Brown, which as a youngster I thought was a black name, so I thought it was until he said, you know, because he said, he like John, this is what Malcolm said, like John Brown, when he gave his life fighting for freedom, he said, I want my life to mean something. And so, but I found out later in life that John Brown was a white abolitionist who was fighting for the freedom, and when they wouldn't, when they kept on lying and messing around, he took his son and he fought for the freedom of black people along with other abolitionists who lost their lives. Unfortunately, some historians and school books will say they were terrorists. But Martin Luther King said it this way, and I'll sum it up with this. He said, when they asked him, he said, I don't do it for the degrees. I don't do it for the accolades. He said, I don't want it. So when I die and you eulogize me, what my purpose I want to be is that I help somebody as I pass along. He said, I don't want you to mention the Nobel Peace Prize, the doctorates, and none of that. He said, the only thing I want on my tombstone, and when you eulogize me, is that I help somebody as I pass along. And I think that's what if our purpose is to uplift, I think Naima mentioned it earlier, to uplift our fellow brothers and sisters and just make the world a happier place so that we can just get along and be happy, like the birds when they can run around playing and singing, and the animals when people aren't trying to kill them for sport. You don't see them in conflict and killing each other. It's only the human that God gave free will that does that. So if we could just be more in harmony and look and ask the young people, because I'm going to start doing it, hashtag, what is my purpose in life? Why do I want to live? Because I think a lot of these killings and a lot of these shootings, just like in Highland Park, these people are despondent. They're looking at life the same way with the older guy in New York. They're looking at life. They say, shit, I'm going to get a job. I got to work. Everybody is happy. Mom and dad, they done broke up. Everybody is happy. So why, you know, it just, why should I live or why should I be happy? So that despondency, not having purpose or not having a reason, I think this will be a good topic to open to help with that discussion in terms of mental health and everything else. So thank you all, and you all are so beautiful when you all work together. So much love and beautiful energy. Thank God, thank God. And you all have a blessing.
Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate you, Brother Neil, as always. And we've got another caller you'd like to take before we continue. Area code 312-671. Give us your name and your purpose that you have discovered in your life.
Well, in Yah Shalom, we don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful, with black power, now and forever. This is Minister Robert Floyd Cole Clump Foundation, and I was born.
What have you discovered is your purpose? Because you have lived life and been through a lot and seen it. Now, what have you?
Thank you.
Is your purpose?
Thank you. I have discovered the most important person it is living, and that is oneself, and to do for self and to help my own kind. As a reflection of the world's greatest apostle, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and also the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington. The vision is also 23. Reality is spiritual, which we have evolved into Team 23, which is a very, very big purpose. But to kind of minimize it is what Mayor Harold Lee Washington said, we must plump the whole community. So we are, it is in my name, peace, love, unity, marketing, people. And as a result of that, we are going to create and maintain charitable and educational purposes for distribution of civic, community, and charitable, educational, religious, and youth services on behalf of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Mayor Harold Lee Washington. I have connected it to a principle, Chicago works together. And when you get Chicago, you get America and the world. And not only the world, the universe is all one. And to promote them through a way of life of music. Music is a divine order that is in the cosmos, which is a universal principle that it is a need. The world responds to need, greed, or curiosity. So we leave out the greed. We go with the need of the people. The people need to be happy. They need to be healthy. They need to be wealthy. And they need to be wise. And they need to become members and associates of the Harold Washington Foundation, the People's Marching Corporation, and Plump Foundation. For more information, brothers and sisters can reach me direct at 312-671-2773 so we can continue to promote unity in the community. Justice,
well, we certainly appreciate you for continuing to give her purpose. And Dr. Debbie has some more reflections on that. Thank you so much. So we've heard from people who feel that they understand why they are, why they exist, what their purpose for being here is, and they feel that they are living their purpose right now. And, of course, all of these gentlemen who have called, they are mature in terms of they have lived to their adult lives and had the process of going through life. But you can still discover your purpose at a very early age. I believe one of our callers said something about starting your children out with an understanding of their purpose. What are your thoughts about how we introduce that thought to our children, that we're willing to give them the free rein to discover who they are rather than tell them you're going to be this, you're going to be that. But, you know, let them explore different things. Oh, I want to study piano. Oh, I want to study dance. Oh, I want to study science. Oh, you know, I want to see how I can do carpentry. I mean, just letting them explore different things and try and, you know, see what holds their interest rather than them feeling like, no, you need to do this because this is what our family has always done and this is what will pay the bills. You know, what do you think about that in terms of how we can give our children that feeling that they can discover their purpose?
Well, one thing I want to note is that it is not a logical thought for a child to determine what it wants to do with its life because, the frontal lobe is not developed until they're 24.
Mm.
So most children make choices upon impulse, and that's just normal. You know, it doesn't matter. Children, young adults, they're impulsive, and you have to help them acknowledge what they are. Now, you have some children that are what they call mind conscious. Mind conscious is that, oh, mommy, I like to draw. Oh, mommy, I like art. Oh, mommy, I like music. Okay, they know what they like. So that means they have a conscious awareness of what they like and what they don't like. So knowing that, you pay close attention to that and you kind of check off that box. Oh, Bobby loves music. All right, so you offer him, so, okay, if you like music, would you like to learn how to play an instrument, you know? Mm-hmm. So you introduce that to them, and help them to identify what is it that you like about that thing. And you give them a different way. Would you like to be a part of a band, you know? Now we take in not just playing a instrument, but being a part of being a part of something, using your gift.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now you're introducing that to the world. You see what I'm saying? Because you're a part of something that everybody can see.
Yeah.
So you do it, you know, and you don't just say, well, you know, just do it. No, you ask them. I think most parents often ask children what they desire.
Yeah.
They only give them what they need and what they think they want. they don't ask them what they desire. They don't even help them to determine, you know, what is the desire and what's the need and what's the want. And the thing about this is when you help them, if you know what that is, you break it down to them, right? So that desire to be a, you know, whatever it is, let's say, oh, I want to be a teacher. Okay, well, why do you want to be a teacher? And you ask that question, why? Oh, I like my teacher, so I want to do what they're doing. Or,
yeah.
Oh, mommy, you was a teacher, so I want to do what you're doing.
Right.
They say, are you doing it because you see somebody else doing it, or are you doing it because you like it?
And you know what? When we look at a lot of our young people who maybe only been exposed to athletes, I remember teaching a class where I think half of the young men in there said they wanted to be a basketball player. And I think of all the different things in the world, but it's like, this is what I have seen, and this is what people admire, and so I want to do what they're doing so I can be admired. Well, not everybody's going to be that. So I
right.
think if we can expose our children to many different possibilities, give them experiences early in life, take them to parks, to programs, to plays, to events, you know, take them to see and hear and meet people who do various kinds of things. So they have a whole vision of the possibilities. When our vision is narrow, then we can't even perceive anything other than what we have seen. So
correct.
I think exposure is very critical. So that, and then as you said, ask them, you know, what would you like? I think, as a matter of fact, I think it was yesterday on the show we were talking about when people go off to college and sometimes they blow the experience because they have not had the experience of making good decisions. And maybe they have never been allowed to make decisions. They've just been told what to do. But if you give a child choices and let them experience and give them the sense of the power to choose, then when they get to the point where you're no longer supervising them, they know how to make good choices based on, does this feel right? You know, what are the options? What are the consequences of this choice? You know, you've given them that experience of knowing how to plan and foresee and judge based on how they feel about something. And knowing if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. So don't do it.
Yes, correct. And always never be the predeterminer of your children's life.
Mm.
And like my children love all of them. Every last one of them are very musically inclined.
Mm.
My daughter knows self-taught playing. She played a guitar, acoustic guitar,
wow.
And she can sing.
Wow.
And my son, he writes music. He writes lyrics. And so does my daughter. My oldest daughter is the same way. She writes lyrics and she writes music and she's, you know, she's lyrically inclined, as one would say.
Mm.
So, and I mean, these are natural things that, you know, they came from me because I love music. I can write music as well. It's a natural ability, you know, that I definitely got from somebody. I don't know exactly who it was, but I'm sure it was someone in my lineage at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Some things, I just want to let everybody know, your purpose is innate, and then some of those things you have to add to, which is create, on top of the gifts. You see what I'm saying? For example, we went to talk about Tyler Perry. Okay, he had a creativity gift of putting things together. And what he did, he used some of his family.
Yeah,
use
his life experiences, characters from his own life. Yeah,
because he saw also what Eddie Murphy did. Eddie Murphy created the clumps.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So it was like that was already been, you know, there prior. So he's looking at, okay, and I'm sure he thought about that, you know, in some kind of way. You know, who can I use to be a main character? Okay, Madea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's alone. He said, well, who's going to play it? He had to play it.
Because
guess what? Nobody knew Madea better than he did.
Right.
So no one else could have done it. No one else could have, you know. So here he goes, dressing up a big man. Because he's not a very small man.
Yeah. he was trying to get done to a whole series of movies and everything.
So what does that tell a person? Whatever you start,
yes.
Listen, whatever you start, just know that destiny will finish for you.
Yes.
But you can't give up now, okay?
Right.
Like me, I tell myself every day, okay, Deb, when are you going to write these books? I had a friend of mine that came, he sent me a Facebook. He said, he sent me a lady that just wrote a book and is a New York bestseller. And I said, why did you send me that? He said, because it's time for you to write books.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Guess what?
Encouragement.
Now, that happened a few earlier this week, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a sign.
So here I am at the Hibachi restaurant. They're giving me, you know, the little fortune cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a fortune cookie. I'm unwrapping that. Guess what it says?
Ooh,
you got a way with words. It's time to write a book. That's okay. You
wow. How many ways can the universe tell you? This is your destiny.
So that's what Debbie has to do. Debbie has to start writing the book.
Absolutely. That's right.
So it's because the universe is ready for it. It'll let, the universe will always let you know when it's ready for your gift.
That's right.
It will give you something to make it all real. And then, and you know, don't ignore the small things. The small things are the bigger things. And that's just letting you know, hey, I'm ready for it. Just go ahead and put it out there.
That's right.
When you put it out there, I'm going to grab it and I'm going to make that thing real.
Right.
And I mean, writing a book to building a business, doing a nonprofit, you know, starting a new store, whatever it may be.
That's right.
As long as you get back to yourself and you give back to others, you will never go wrong. My mother said that, you know, Mr. Klump said that, one of the callers, he said the main thing is to do something good along the way of life for another human being. My mother told me that. My mother, her heavenly birthday today, well, this is a birthday, like I said, 7/7. Right? So she often told me that. She said, regardless of what happens in your life, just do something good along the way for someone so that you can
good spiritual principle to
follow.
Yeah, definitely a good spiritual principle to follow.
Yes, and that's what I look for. I look to execute that daily to make another person smile that might have been sad or trying to give them another outlook on life, a different perception. Building them up because I do a lot of different types of counseling. I do soul counseling, career counseling, health counseling, you know, relationship counseling. So it's wherever you find yourself, always know that there's a purpose for it, but
now,
most of all, a destiny that matches it.
Now, what was the thing that happened in your life or a moment in your life when you said, I need to be a counselor, I need to help people?
It was, to be honest with you, it was fate and destiny, to be honest with you, because when I was 14 years old, I'll never forget this, one of my teachers, her name was Mrs. Fordham, and Mrs. Fordham was my psychology teacher, okay, and I made straight A's in that class, because I always found the mind, and I was always inquisitive about how the mind works, what affects the mind, things like that, even as a young child. So she told me, she said, you know, one day you're going to make a great counselor one day.
Wow.
And, you know, that was when I was 14. Of course, life happened. You know, you go through this thing and you didn't even think about it. At first, you hear, you know, when you're 14 years old, you don't really take that seriously.
Yeah.
Until you get into your life pattern. So as I got into my life pattern, I began to go into the health field, and I really was going to be a nurse to deliver babies. That was, at that time, that direction I wanted to go. And in 2003, there was a different change of events. And that change of events came 4 or 5 me actually begin to really listen to a lot of people and predetermine different solutions to help them. And it was just an innate natural ability to do so. I did it when I was in college for friends and peers. I created support groups. becomes life, right? Life will let you know when it's ready to do something different. I think we evolve because that's what I did. I evolved from the medical side, the medical health side. I was a CNA, a certified nursing assistant, a medical assistant for many, many years. I worked in hospice. I also had my own healthcare, private healthcare business, Blessed Hands Home Nursing Care. I did that for a few years. And as time went on, after I finished the BA year of psychology, I said, okay, now what? You know, what can I give back? Because I had the choice right then to take that psychology, go into another direction of nursing, or go into counseling. And had some peers there that said, you know what, you're a great listener.
Wow.
So being a great counselor, you have to be a great listener. So you can understand what the situation is, because if you don't have the ability to actively listen, you can't find a solution.
Now that is something to really think about. If a person wants to advise or counsel, you have to listen.
You have to listen actively.
Active listening means paying attention, absorbing what they're saying, feeling what they're saying, not just hearing the words, but feeling the emotion
looking at the whole person, down to body language.
Yeah.
Body language and how they're telling their story.
Yeah.
And listen to that, and you will then hear specifically the issues.
Mm.
And when you get the issues, then you put the issues in a chronicle, like a order. It has to be in an order.
Mm.
Like some issues are more important than other issues. So you got to prioritize them.
Wow.
Once you do that and you take out the ones that are the greatest issues first, that's the first ones you deal with, and then anything underneath that you deal with those. But most of all, you have to find out the root cause to all of those things.
Well, that takes some study. Well, we got to take our last break. When we come back, we'll talk about that, especially if you think that you want a career in helping people in any kind of way. What are some of the things you need to develop within yourself in order to prepare you for this kind of a destiny, this kind of a purpose? Well, we'll be right back after this last break, so stick and stay. Oh, and we've got another caller with their hand raised. We'll take your call when we come back from our break. So stay.
There's a lot of callers today. This is
yes, great. That means people are really thinking about, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Good answer.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Come in, but they still need
the next purpose I have is to create some type of program which is linked to Keys for Freedom, you know, the part that that was created earlier this year, linking that up and helping people to say, hey, you know, you may have this issue, whatever it may be, however you found yourself here, but there is hope. There is freedom. And you know, living life without freedom is not an option. You know, it's not an option. So that's, as we create and as we evolve, you know, we will also add to our purpose. Instead of just being one thing, we add to it.
The multiplicity of things. You know, when you were saying that, the image came to my mind almost like a street ministry where you go to the people. And I think of so many people who are struggling with various levels of mental illness, whether it's just deep depression or if they've just literally disconnected from reality because whatever trauma they experienced was just too overwhelming, so they had to create their own reality. And we've all witnessed people who've done that, and that's how they survive. That's how they keep themselves sane, is being a little insane, you know. But they need healing of the spirit, of the soul, of the mind. And they're the kind of people who never walk into a facility because they've already handled their situation. They've decided, I'm just going to live this fantasy world, or I'm just going to shut down and live under a viaduct, you know, in a tent with a blanket, or, you know, whatever it is they've done to cope. But they really need to be able to heal and come back into the human family healthy and well.
Right.
And
right.
So going to people in those places or in those conditions, I mean, that would be like a street ministry, you know, being able to, like you said, listen and let them talk and then, you know, meet somebody who cares and can maybe help them be the bridge that brings them back.
Right, exactly. And right now it's so much redirection that's needed. Actually, on the 11th, this Sunday, actually, I'm going to be doing a youth program at a church that's focusing on social emotional awareness for youth.
That's great.
Social emotional awareness. And looking at the areas of homosexuality. How do you know, is homosexuality your choice? Did it come from a family mate? Did it come from social media? That's one of the platforms that we're going to look at far as what youth is concerned, because we know that particular demographic is a no-judgment zone, and that's why a lot of youth go there, because they just want to be accepted for who they are and what they are. So it's easy to just mold in, because no one asks you any questions, no one wants to know who your parents are, no one wants to know what your faults are, and, you know, there's no judgment zone at all, and it makes it easy to just come into that fold. However, the thing about this is, because it makes it easy, it also causes one to lose, again, the purpose of life and identity. The identity gets what they call misled, as I would say.
You know, that's another thing that there's a lot of pain in our young people surrounding identity, sexuality, acceptance, and it really should cause us to look at what are we exposing them to that's hurting them so badly. No one wants to feel that they're being denied love. Love is a need that when it's almost like water, you know, it's going to have an adverse effect when you go without it for too long.
That's right.
And our young people, many of them are reflecting signs that show they've been going without love for too long, whether it's because they're being condemned because of how they look or their sexual leanings or their absence of material wealth, you know, whatever the situation is that causes them to feel repeated rejection and absence of love, it creates so much pain in them.
And I'm hoping that perhaps us going through this period of time of the exposure of so much pain, that might be the catalyst for so many young people deciding to become healers because they've been injured, because they've been hurt, because they know what it feels like. And when we learn how to tune in to that creative spirit that really is there for all of us to speak to, we may even be told, you've gone through this so that you can understand. There was a point that I went through something that was very hurtful, and I was told, you know, because my I don't know if you ever read Neil Donald Walsh in Conversations with God, but that's kind of how my prayers are. We just having a conversation. We just talking, you know. I say something, you say something back, you know, we having a conversation. And I was told, Naima, in order for you to help women with this, you have to be able to see it from all sides.
Yes.
You can have compassion to do what you are here to do. And that just made everything make sense. It didn't make the sadness of the situation go away, but it helped me understand that part of my purpose is to help women heal from situations that have fractured us so badly. But I had to go through something so I could have some empathy, because there was a period in my life when I was very judgmental and self-righteous. And I had to understand what it's like to make decisions and then have things happen that hurt you, so that I could stop judging women who had done that and I could have empathy and compassion for them. So,
okay.
You know, that was definitely a revelation. So I think everybody's purpose, either yourself or somebody said it earlier in the show, that you go through things as a way to guide you to your purpose.
It does. It's like I said, it's evolving. I just call it a spiritual map, to be honest with you. It's a spiritual map. You know, we have to seek it that we can find it. That's the only way. And it is a journey that you do alone. You may have assistance along the way, but you have to make every decision by yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing to do that. Again, that self-love, that self-creativity, self-resilience, self-determination, self-persistence, and self, you know, perseverance.
Yeah.
It creates the self-patience. And you're patient with it. And as you're patient with it, you add the pieces. It's almost like putting together a 1,000 piece or more puzzle. Mm-hmm. You gotta be patient. There's no way you're gonna do that all at one time. You do a little bit, you rest, and you come back to it. And it's up to you how long it takes you. But as long as you know that, oh, I am going to complete this one day.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters. And then you ask God to give you life and more abundantly so that you can fulfill that purpose. And he shall do that, because he knows it means a lot to you. But most of all, he knows that's something that you desire and you need. Everybody wants to know why they're here on earth. Everybody wants to have a feeling of being self-accepted, self-belonged. Everybody wants to be acknowledged. You know, Martin Luther King did a speech, was a sermon, and he called it the drum major effect.
The drum major effect. I remember that. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he came out of the, if I'm not mistaken, he was relative to the scripture where Jesus, the mother of James, and I believe it was Andrew, I'm not sure, but she was asking Jesus, oh, let my son sit to the table with you.
Yeah.
And then he said, you don't know what you're asking.
I don't know what you're asking. Yeah, they got to go.
Because they thought he was going to be king. They thought he was going to be greater than the tax collector and over all of this and that.
They were looking at a political position, you know, they envisioned.
Yes, and he said, you don't know what you're asking for. You know, he said, they don't even know if they're even able to fulfill that, you know.
Right.
So he
right.
said, that's the way it is. We want to be out front and seen.
Yeah.
Every human being has that drum major effect in them.
Right.
They want to be noticed at some given point. They want to know that they're doing something correct. They want to have the accolades.
They want to have
the appraisal.
Right.
They want to have the pat on the back. Oh, you're doing well.
Right.
And so, you know, it's a part of our psyche, Naima,
right,
to desire that. It's a part of our, it's a hierarchy of living, self-preservation. No one wants to just go through life not knowing that they did a good job.
Right.
Even a dog, just a good boy.
learn the distinction between being a basketball or sports player, football player, baseball player, versus a sports or basketball entrepreneur.
Mm.
There's a big difference, and you can make money with that, and it's not too many people talk about the distinction. Here's the distinction. I'll use Colin Kaepernick as an example. He was a football player, and he saw himself as a football player. Now, the people who owns the team, they're sports entrepreneurs. The people who built the stadium are sports entrepreneurs. The people who make the uniforms, there's somebody in China or Vietnam or India that's making more money than the highest paid player in any athletic player in the United States, and we don't even know their name. There's somebody
wow.
who sells rubbers to make the shoe. So those are sports entrepreneurs. So if I had to roll the clock back, okay, I wouldn't play at all. I would be a sports entrepreneur or, in my case, basketball entrepreneur. They don't play anything, but they think about, all right, what do I need to learn how to build the stadium? I mean, the kid who's cutting the grass right now on the weekends or whatever, they can turn that into a business where they're cutting the lawn, where they get the lawn contracts to cut the lawns with various stadiums around the country or the world. I'll land my plane there.
Well, all right. Thank you so much, L.A. Davis. Yes, you know, it's a matter of what you are exposed to that gives you the vision to be able to think of something beyond what people have exposed you to.
Ooh.
We got another caller. Let's see. Oh, we got about 30 seconds. 773-77. You got about 30 seconds to express a thought before Dr. Debbie's got to wrap up. Go right ahead.
Hallelujah. Greetings, Global Transfer Formers. It is written that biblically speaking, the whole duty of man is to fear your God and to keep his commandments. And the three things are required of you: love, mercy, do justly, and walk humbly with your God. Reverend Dr. Prophet King talked about America is rooted in that I must be first, I must be supreme, and it's that drum major instinct.
Yes, you got it. Well, thank you so much, Mama D. Looking for your wisdom on the fourth Saturday of the month. Dr. Debbie, go right ahead. Last comments before we got to go.
Absolutely. One thing about life will actually put you in a position where you have to make decisions for yourself. And even if you don't make decisions, they'll be made for you in some type of way for you to respond to. So purpose is one of those things that you look at life as a whole. You look at the bad, the good, the ugly, the indifferent, and you put all of that into an ingredient bowl. And you mix it up and you ask yourself, what am I going to do with this? Should I put this on a wall? Shall I put this in a community where people can get help? Well, I'm telling you what to do with it. Put it in everything you can think of.
Mm.
Don't leave nothing out. Let the world know what you've been through, how strong you are. Let them know that you are resilient, that your perseverance is going to help you create your destiny, but most of all, meet your purpose right where you are in the now. So right now, this is a good time to start. Time to start and to breathe life into your life. Breathe every day. Exhale, inhale your life, and you'll never regret it.
All right. So
thank you so much, Facebook.
All right. Thank you all. All righty. Next week with Dr. Debbie Green.
Absolutely.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books,
and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessing.